Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 5, The Demigod's Appeal to the Lord, Text 46. Taistar Swacha Bhutai Rupai Kale Kale Swayam Vibho Karma Du Vishaham Yannau Bhagavams Tat Karotihi Tai. By such appearances, Tai. By such incarnations, Swaicha Bhutai. All appearing by your personal sweet will, Rupai. By factual forms, Kale Kale, in different millenniums, Swayam, personally, Vibho, O Supreme, Karma, activities, Durvishaham, uncommon, unable to be enacted by anyone else, Yat, that which, Naha, unto us, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tat, that, Karoti, executes, He, indeed. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, by your sweet will, you appear in various incarnations, millennium after millennium, and act wonderfully, performing uncommon activities that would be impossible for us. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam tridamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. This is not imagination, but a fact, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His sweet will, appears in different incarnations, such as Matsya, Korma, Varaha, Nrsingha, Vamana, Parasuram, Ramachandra, Balaram, Buddha, and many other forms. Devotees are always eager to see one of the Lord's innumerable forms. It is said that just as no one can count how many waves there are in the sea, no one can count the forms of the Lord. This does not mean, however, that anyone can claim to be a form of the Lord and be acceptable as an incarnation. The incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be accepted in terms of the descriptions found in the Shastras. Lord Brahma is eager to see the incarnation of the Lord, or the original source of all incarnations. He is not eager to see an imposter. The incarnation's activities are proof of his identity. All the incarnations described in the Shastras act wonderfully. Keshava Drita Mina Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. It is only by the personal sweet will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that He appears and disappears, and only fortunate devotees can expect to see Him face to face. Taistar Swecha Bhutai Rupai Kale Kale Swayam Vibho Karma Dura Visham Yanno Bhagavans Tat Karotihi. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, by your sweet will you appear in various incarnations, millennium after millennium, and act wonderfully, performing uncommon activities that would be impossible for us. At the end of the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that in order to control his mind and senses and become, and he has to utilize his intelligence to focus his consciousness upon Krishna. Krishna is a purifying factor, and when Krishna is present, then one can be purified by the different forms of material illusion, namely lust, anger, greed, envy, madness, and illusion. And therefore he begins that the methodology of doing this is by the process of hearing. That he spoke to the sun god Vivishwan, and Vivishwan spoke to his son Ikshvaku. Ikshvaku gave the knowledge to Manu, because we have to voluntarily accept the knowledge and focus our minds upon Krishna. That's our choice. Either we accept the knowledge how to focus our minds upon Krishna, how to offer activities to Krishna, how to think about Krishna, how to try to feel for Krishna. Or we have to do other things. We have to do other activities. We have to think of other things, and we have to become attached to other things, material things. And then Krishna says he's telling this knowledge to Arjuna because he's a devotee as well as Krishna's friend. He's not only doing Krishna's work, what Krishna wants him to do as an instrument, but he's doing it in a friendly way, knowing that his interests and Krishna's interests are the same. But then Arjuna asks Krishna, but how is this possible that you're telling me this knowledge because the sun god Vibhishan came way before you? How is it that you're telling me you spoke this knowledge to the sun god Vibhishan? You don't appear to be 120 million years old. So Krishna says, actually, many, many births, both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you can't. And then he starts with this verse. Yada, yada, hi dharma, ajopi san avayatma, bhutanam, ishvara pisam. Whatever, there is a decline, ajopi san avayatma, bhutanam, ishvara pisam, prakriti, sambhavam yuge yuge. Ajopi san navyatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritin swamidishtaya sambhavam yatmamaya. Although I'm unborn, my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I'm the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. So Krishna is appearing, like the waves of the river are appearing one after another. So Krishna is appearing one after another in all these millenniums in different incarnations. And even in Kali Yuga, Krishna is appearing. And yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijamyaham. When there is a predominant rise of irreligion and decline in the practice of real religion, I advent myself. Now, I don't think in the history of even Srimad Bhagavatam, there's ever a time where there's been such a predominant rise of irreligion. People don't even know what the word religion means. They think they're religion. Even in America, they have a church, the Satanic Church. And part of their rituals is abortions. They get power from killing children. And that's considered, they're tax exempt because they're considered religion. So they don't even know what religion is. What to speak of when it's declining. In other words, the very things which are irreligion, they think are religion. And they think the Hare Krishna movement, to some extent, is a cult, is irreligious. We're not eating meat. Like in Belgium, some decades ago, when the cult message was very strong, they declare the Hare Krishna movement one of the 10 most dangerous cults in Belgium. And they gave two reasons why the Hare Krishna movement was one of the 10 most dangerous cults in Belgium. One is that we were vegetarians. Yeah, you agreeing with them? And the other is that we had the nerve to go on the street and chant the names of God. We're so devious that we actually chant names of God and contaminate people's minds. So that was 10 years ago. Do we think everything's improved? Now everyone's become a saintly person? Now they've given up all their sinful activities and they recognize that we're a true religion? Not really. That we're simply a distraction. And when they have to put up the boogeyman as a distraction, maybe they put up the Hare Krishnas. Because we look strange. We used to look strange, but now we don't look strange anymore. We look like everyone else in most parts of the world. Therefore, they don't put up, maybe they have to find pictures from the 70s or something, the old Hare Krishna movement. And then they think, oh, these people are really strange. They must be a cult. So people don't know when religion's becoming diminished. And they don't know when irreligion is actually increasing because there's hardly any religion left. The Pope's favorite food, at least a previous Pope's favorite food, was dead calf, veal. So the head of one of the largest religious organizations in the world, he's eating baby calves. The symbol of religion, he's what he's eating. So what can we expect? Pritranaya sarunam vinishaya tradiskritam. Dharma samstapanardaya sambhavam yuge yuge. In order to, Krishna has to protect the pious and annihilate the miscreants and reestablish religious principles. So how is he going to do that? Well, that's what he's doing presently. He's advented himself as the holy name as an alternative. And if one takes shelter of the holy name sincerely, then the result is that one will not be so much inclined to follow the demoniac culture. Generally speaking, people think it's completely normal, even those who are so-called religious, to kill animals, have illicit sex, take intoxication, and speculate and gamble. And still they think they're religious. But actually, because they're irreligious, their intelligence has been taken away, and therefore they're engaging in all these sinful activities, which will destroy them. And for those who are taking shelter of the holy name and following the principles, and Krishna will give in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the combined form of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, the spiritual strength to avoid sinful activities, which are ultimately the most dangerous thing that's being propagated. All the other reactions, whether we consider it the present pandemic or whatever else goes along with it, they're just reactions to people's sinful activities. And therefore, only by taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and getting the mercy of Radha and Krishna, that is pure devotional service, going to actually have the intelligence and the spiritual strength, as Krishna said in the previous verse, as knowing oneself to be transcendental to material senses, mind, and intelligence, one should control the lower self by the higher, and thus by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. So lust is not conquered simply by restraint or by increasing it, by trying to satisfy it. Lust can only be conquered when we focus our mind on Krishna and we give our love to him. Otherwise, one will simply be tormented by material desires, which will cause one to perform so many different activities, which will generally lead one further into the modes of ignorance and passion. And ultimately get the reactions for those, which will be simply further suffering. We can't end suffering by doing the very things that are causing suffering. Just like modern science, they want to end suffering by, they want to end disease by causing disease. Their very science is the science of poison, antibiotics, killing, anti-life. And yet they're saying this is the way we're going to get health, is by giving things which are against life. Never mind the actual root cause of their illness, they don't want to recognize as sinful life, irregulated life, gratifying their senses endlessly and aimlessly. That they don't want to recognize, because they want to have some illusion that they're better than God, they can go beyond the laws of God, they can eat as much, kill as many animals as they want, have as much sex life as they want, take as much intoxication as they want, and speculate and gamble their lives away, and that everything is going to be all right because science is going to save them. Well, science was never really meant to save anyone. It was meant for the profit of a few people at the expense of everyone else. People who are lusty, angry, greedy, envious, they're not interested in saving others. They're interested in simply gratifying their own desires at the expense of everyone else. Therefore, the opposite is the chanting of the holy name, because the holy name is Srimati Radharani, the most compassionate person, and Krishna, who's the father of everyone. Only through the spreading of the holy name can there be any change in this world. All the protests, all the sinful reactions, won't actually account for anything unless people are awakened to the value of chanting Hare Krishna in Kali Yuga. Without the holy name, people are simply going to be lost, whether it's Hare Krishna or one can chant some other names of God. But somehow or another, without the spreading of the Sankirtan movement and the information of what will empower one to properly chant the holy name, then it will not be possible to end the rush, the headlong rush into the jaws of Kali Yuga. So Srimati Radharani, she's the most compassionate, and Krishna is also very interested in the bringing his children back to the spiritual kingdom. They've come in the combined form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So although today is Radhashtami, but actually we're serving Srimati Radharani most directly through performing the Sankirtan movement. What Krishna was performing is the Rasa dance previously in Dwarapa Yuga, at the end of Dwarapa Yuga. He's come back in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performed the same Rasa dance in the form of Harinam. His pastimes of his relationships with his devotees is the same pastime now of bringing other people to Krishna consciousness. When one gopi tries to engage another gopi in Krishna service, like Srimati Radharani, she takes more pleasure when she engages in the other gopis in Krishna's service than she does in her own service to Krishna. And similarly, the gopis, they take millions of times more happy, they have millions of times more happiness when they engage Srimati Radharani and Krishna together, when they engage personally with Krishna. So that's the Sankirtan movement, to take pleasure and bring other people to Krishna. That's what the whole thing's about, to bring them back to their relationship with Krishna. That will make Krishna most happy. And then, as Krishna says at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, then one will become dear to Krishna. It's not simply by chanting the holy name that one will become dear to Krishna. Of course, that will also make one dear to Krishna. One can chant offenselessly out of pure love, but one will become even more dear to Krishna if one becomes like the gopis and brings others to Krishna. Because Krishna has created the material world both with the idea of giving people the opportunity to gratify their senses and at the same time giving them the opportunity to engage in Krishna's service. So that's why Krishna is coming millennium after millennium to engage people in Krishna's service. And this age he's coming specifically to teach people the chanting of the holy names and how to do it offenselessly out of pure love for devotion. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments?
Questions by Avadhuta Roy Prabhu. In Lalita Madhava, Shankachuda grabbed Radha by hair. How is that? Ravana could not touch Sita. Was Radha Amaya Radha, similarly like Maya Sita. Radha is like a Chintamani, but touching her, Shankachuda did not become purified. How is that?
Well, as we know, people can touch the deity, but Krishna is covered. He covers our consciousness. Daiviyeshu gunamayi mama maya duratya mama eva ye prapadyante mayame tam tarantite. This divine energy of mine is difficult to overcome, but those who take shelter in me can easily cross beyond it. So Krishna covers himself with yoga maya. So the deluded world doesn't know him. So similarly, Krishna's devotees also are covered. Just like Narada Muni, is not understood by people who are not devotees. But to speak of Srimati Radharani, Sankachuda, I don't even know if Sankachuda touched her. He doesn't say that. He said he drove the gopis towards the north, I believe. He doesn't say he touched anyone. In any case, one will not understand Krishna or his devotees if one is covered by Krishna's illusory energy. That's the power of illusion. Because Krishna is everywhere. He's in our heart. We're not perceiving him. Because Krishna has empowered the illusory energy to be as powerful as he is in covering us.
Okay. Second question. In the Narada Pancharatra it is said, this Jagat, the material universe, is manifested from Mahavishnu, and Mahavishnu is manifested from Srimati Radharani. For this reason, Srimati Radharani is known as Jagat Mata, the mother of the universe. Question. I thought Vishnu Tattva, Krishna expands Vishnu Tattvas and Shakti Tattva, Srimati Radharani. Krishna expands Vishnu Tattvas and Shakti Tattva, Srimati Radharani expand Shakti Tattvas. Here a Shakti manifests a Vishnu Tattva. How is that?
What do you, I say that again? I don't know.
This Jagat, the material universe, is manifested from Mahavishnu, and Mahavishnu is manifested from Srimati Radharani.
No, where did this come from?
It's Narada Pancharatra.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to comment. I have to see it.
Okay.
Mahavishnu is never mentioned. That he's manifested from Srimati Radharani. That's a mistake. My vision is an expansion of Krishna, of Sankarshan. It's not in any of Prabhupada's books. Or maybe, I don't know. I can't comment on something that's wrong.
There's a third question. In the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, there are some stories Radharani killing some demons.
We don't read these books. We should stick to Prabhupada's books and our acharyas. We don't start getting into these Puranas. They may not be exactly accurate. They can be interpolated. Radharani doesn't kill demons. Okay, anything else?
No, this is it.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Happy Radhastami. Grantare Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.